नमो विष्णु
पूजाय
पदाय
कृष्ण
कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणि प्रसारणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश चार श्लोक कर दी। आप ही है ना इंचार्ज, बताओ एक चार इधर रखने के लिए। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणि प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वी आर डिस्कसिंग द बुक शुद्ध भक्ति चिंतामणि। आप शुद्ध भक्ति चिंतामणि शुरू होने के बाद आए थे क्या? आए ना,
शुद्ध भक्ति चिंतामणि नहीं आया था।
कितना हो गया? 94th डे है आज, 94th डे ऑफ डिस्कशन। तो कौन सा महीना शुरू हुआ बताइए? इट स्टार्टेड इन जून, जून 14th को शुरू हुआ।
शुद्ध भक्ति चिंतामणि
जून 14th इट स्टार्टेड।
आई थिंक आई हैव अटेंडेड टू थ्री
होगा शायद। नहीं
नहीं, 2019 में स्टार्ट हो गया।
2019
6 मंथ्स ऑफ मिस्ट
दिस बुक
इट्स केम इन 2019
करेक्ट। ये बुक
और एक गेस्ट आगे
और एक गेस्ट को हां चला तुम्हारी तो। Okay, so this book, I won't go too much into detail, but abhi currently what we are discussing is the actual purpose of this book was to establish who can hear what. Abhi sab books to hamara acharya gan ne hi likha hai, to uska kya ye matlab hai ki कोई भी कौन सा भी बुक पढ़ सकता है? बिकॉज एवरीथिंग इज परंपरा राइटिंग्स ओनली। लाइक टुडे मॉर्निंग प्रभुजी वाज टॉकिंग अबाउट गीत गोविंद। कैन एनीवन रीड गीत गोविंद? सो और अभी आप नहीं बोलेंगे देन यू हैव टू एलैबोरेट एट व्हाट स्टेज व्हाट वन कैन रीड। Abhi, at what stage what one can read means one should know what stage one is in. What are the symptoms of that stage? Like that. So basically this book elaborates on all these points. Aap kaun sa stage mein hai? Ye stage mein aap kya kya sun sakte hain, kya kya sun nahi sakte hain? And what are the various types of hearing? And these various types of hearing, at what stage you can hear and all that. So usme abhi previous chapter we discussed about hearing without faith. Jinko bhakti mein utna jyada shraddha nahi hai, which means absolute newcomers ko aap kya suna sakte hain, so that they hear only according to their qualification, and thus by hearing according to their qualification their faith slowly starts blossoming. And in this chapter we have been discussing about what would you preach to a person who has mixed faith. Matlab jo mixed devotional service kar raha hai uske liye what is recommended hearing for him and what he cannot hear. So till now we have been, I will not recap the whole thing because we have recapped it last many days, we have been doing that only. So yesterday we ended our discussion. The essence of this chapter is mixed devotees can hear, should continue to hear the pastimes of the Supreme Lord in his majesty. Unka aishwarya pastimes sun sakte hain, because once they hear about Krishna's aishwarya pastimes, not Krishna and his other incarnations also, especially the Mahavishnu and Purushavataras incarnations, about how they create, maintain and destroy this material world. These people with mixed faith who have the tendency for proprietorship mentality, they see and understand that actually everything belongs to Krishna. So such people should be trained to see Krishna's divinity when Krishna is explicitly displaying his majesty. So if they cannot see that, then they will certainly not be able to see the divinity of Krishna when he is hiding it in his human-like pastimes that he performs, especially in Vrindavan. So such people, without proper qualification, if they hear Vrindavan Katha, then they will not develop the right kind of mood and respect towards Krishna. So rather, you need to lay as... So therefore, the suggestion given by Maharaj is, give them the basic books. Let them study the basic books. When they study the basic books, and then you discuss foundational knowledge. Education, he says. Education is the key. When you educate them, some important statements that he makes here. So he says, the education of fruitive devotees should include hearing the pastimes of the Lord's incarnation as they are described in the first 9 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, as well as the pastimes of Krishna imbued with divine majesty and opulence. Before that he says better they first receive systematic training in Krishna consciousness and thus gradually qualify themselves for official recognition by the disciplic succession. Before initiation should be a systematic training program. When devotees are properly trained systematically, then they can be recommended for initiation, where they get the official recognition as followers of a particular parampara. So he says that until motivated devotees accept the Lord's absolute proprietorship, they should be encouraged to hear the kind of philosophy and leela that helps them surrender their false sense of proprietorship and independence. So that kind of leela, otherwise when they prematurely hear about Vraja Leela, they will put themselves in the place of Krishna and they will think that when Krishna is enjoying Rasa Leela, they will put themselves in Krishna's place and meditate. Because they have not accepted the absolute proprietorship of Krishna. And they have not surrendered their sense of proprietorship and independence. So such leela would become too premature for them to hear. Those who have not surrendered to Krishna's omnipotence lack the qualification to hear the details of his sweetness. Like that. So then we discussed about, you know, you can sometimes you may see devotees who come from very strong cultural background. They find it very difficult to take up, to completely surrender to Krishna. But sometimes people from Western backgrounds who have practically broken all the 4 regulative principles many times before they even come out of their teens. You see them completely surrender. So he says that mixed devotional seeds are very difficult to give up. The problem with people who have grown up in Indian culture, ये मिक्स डिवोशन का सीड जब घुस गया उसको निकालना बहुत ही मुश्किल है. इवन दो दे मे हैव वेरी वेरी पायस कंडीशनिंग्स विच आर वेरी फेवरेबल फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस. दे हैव नेवर ब्रोकन एनी ऑफ द फोर रेगुलेटिव प्रिंसिपल्स इन देयर लाइव्स बिकॉज ऑफ देयर पायस अपब्रिंगिंग. But they have strong mixed devotional seed inside, which is very difficult to give up. So Maharaj says, one should learn to respect the presence of pure seed amidst severe conditioning. And one should also learn to identify a mixed seed amidst seemingly pious conditioning. Same thing. So, therefore, he says, one who has a pure faith deserves that greater respect. So, but slowly if you see the way in which our thought process, or at least a common thought process that is creeping up, is it doesn't matter whether the person is a mixed devotee or a pure devotee or even a demigod worshipper. At least he is within Vedic culture. He is not following any Western culture. He is following at least Vedic culture. So there is this strong counter, you can say, thought process. Which is becoming quite popular, that it doesn't matter pure devotee ho ya nahi ho ya could be at least Vedic culture to follow kar rahe
udhar se phir idhar aa jayega. Vedic culture seems to be like a transition phase between Western and Gaudiya. Pehle Vedic culture karna to baad mein wo idhar aayega.
Yeah. So basically, where the point is, first let them follow dharma, then let's think about giving them paro dharma. This is the popular notion. But that notion, interestingly, is not supported in scriptures. It's not supported by scriptures. It is supported only by common sense. I mean, seemingly common sense. That you want to achieve something paro dharma means basic dharma to karna chahiye na, like that. It's seemingly appealing to common sense, but it is not supported by scriptures anywhere. Neither Bhagavad Gita nor Bhagavatam supports this point at all. What is that? Apisyu papayonaya. Mam hi partha vyapashritya apisyu papayonaya. Striyo vaishas tata shudra sepiyanti paramgatim, Bhagavad Gita says. Stri shudra huna shabara apipapa jiva yadyad butakrama parayana shila shiksha stiriyak janapiki moshu tadaranai. Like that, everywhere you see, you know, it is not presented as a prerequisite. Rather, our acharyas have spoken about jnana karmadi anavritam. Bhakti, how it should not be covered by jnana and karma. They have given greater emphasis on that point rather than actually, and when you practice the jnana karma, the anavrita bhakti, then whatever conditioning may be there, that conditioning will be removed. So therefore, of course, as Maharaj's answer to one question as we're going through, Maharaj said, both need help. The person with no devotion, but very good qualities, if only he would get nice affection from devotees, he can also become a devotee. So that all his good qualities can be preserved and it can flourish further. Whereas a person who may have pure devotional faith but is struggling with his conditionings, he also needs help. Like today only we were discussing from Manasiksha that the six highway robbers of lust, anger, envy, greed, illusion and pride. This morning Prabhuji spoke about anger. So, and how anger becomes illusion, disillusionment. Like today, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was also quoting the same two verses. Jayato Vishayan Pumsa Sangasteshu Pajayate Sangatsan Jayate Kama. So, he says that gradually it covers. So, the only solution, he says, is Kurutvam Futkaran. Cry out piteously. Hanyeham Iti. I am dead, please save me. I am dead, please save me. Call out piteously to whom? Bakabid Vartmapagane. To call out for those people who are the protectors of the path towards Krishna, that is devotees. He says we can overcome these six anarthas if we have a strong connection with devotees. Because you call for someone and they will come to help means you must have a relationship. Like you want some help, whom would you call? Someone with whom you have a relationship, you will call them only. So he says that if you have that kind of a relationship with devotees, you can be saved from these six enemies who are compared to highway robbers. So therefore,
in one of the discussion with the Achyutananda Swami Maharaj, Birla Mandir it comes. Where Achyutananda Maharaj says, which are the better? Durga worshippers are better? Or Westerners are better?
Or Westerners.
Prabhupada says, Durga worshippers are better. Because they are at least come on the Vedic fold. So Achyutananda Maharaj thought that at least Prabhupada will say Westerners are better. Because Prabhupada condemns Devi God worship left, right and center.
Correct.
Prabhupada says, at least they are come on the Vedic fold.
Correct.
They have better chance to progress.
Correct. So compared, no, he is not talking about Westerner devotees, na?
Westerners.
True. See, here what we are comparing is, if you are comparing Durga worshippers and Westerners who may be atheists or following some other non-Vedic religion, definitely those who are following Vedic religion is better. But if you are comparing a person who has been brought up in perfect Vedic fold but is a mixed devotee and a person who is brought up in the Western culture but he has pure devotional faith, who is better? That's the point. So, we have to see what we are comparing with. You know, what is the reference point that we are comparing? So that's what Maharaj elaborately discusses here, that in some cases you may see a person having mixed faith but having a very strongly rooted in Vedic culture. But on the other hand, you may have a person who has no trace of Vedic culture, but somehow the seed of pure devotional service have fallen in that garden, which is filled with thorns and pebbles. So, that's what he is telling, that one should learn to identify the seed of pure devotion even in a garden which has unfavorable cultural setup. And one should also learn to identify the seed of mixed devotion in a seemingly very favorable cultural setup. Like that. So, then we discussed about how he discusses about etiquettes. Like the junior person who may have mixed pure devotional faith, when he sees a senior who has mixed devotional faith, he should definitely respect. Any respect that is due to his age, he should give. One should not say that, oh, he just has mixed devotional faith, I don't have to respect him. You know, that is not the right understanding. On the other hand, seniors also should learn to see that how, even though he is a junior, he has pure devotional faith. One should learn to appreciate that even in juniors. Okay. So, but having said that, one should not say that, I will give him, he is a mixed devotee means eventually he will become a pure devotee. So I have to give him the same respect that I would give to a pure devotee. He says Prabhupada does not agree with this proposal. Prabhupada says, in future anything can happen. Yeah, whether he may become from a mixed devotee, he may become a pure devotee. Or from a mixed devotee, he may glide down to become a non-devotee also. So what will happen in future, we do not know. He says respect should be according to the present. Whatever is his present position, the respect should be according to that present position. A very nice conversation that happens between Prabhupada and Father Tanner. So he says that the present conviction and practices of such devotees warrant respect. What is their present conviction and their present practices? You have to consider that to show appropriate respect. You cannot say in future. A hypothetical tomorrow should have no bearing on how Vaishnavas are viewed today. If today their standing is very good, you give them the respect that is due. If tomorrow it becomes better, you give them more respect. But if tomorrow they give up Krishna consciousness, we still have to respect them. But you don't have to give them that respect which is due to, the same respect which is due to a very advanced Vaishnava. So that is our understanding. Sakale samman kurite shakati dehonata jata jata. We have no doubt about whether we should give respect to everyone or not. That is for sure. But jata jata, as they deserve, that much respect we should give. So our Vaishnava understanding is not that you give the same respect to everyone. Krishneti yasya giritam manasadriyeta dikshasti chet pranatavischa bhajantamisham shushrushaya bhajana vignyam ananya manya nindadi shunya kadamipsita sangalatya. So like that, three categories of Vaishnavas are there, and appropriate respect should be given according to their level of Krishna consciousness. So what does that mean? According to their level of current Krishna consciousness. If current Krishna consciousness warrants this much respect, you give them this much respect. If later they raise the bar and come to this level, then you give them this much respect. So this is what Prabhupada explains through this, Maharaj explains through this conversation between Father Tanner and Prabhupada. So Father Tanner mentioned that some of your devotees are practicing very enthusiastically now, but in future they may give up practice. So why they should be given so much respect? You know, abhi jo enthusiasm hai, wo appearance hai, but baad mein they go back into material lives, that is only reality, right? So he says, dekho, previously they were all sinners. So you say that is reality. In future they may become sinners. For you that is reality. Their current practice of Krishna consciousness is only appearance for you. Why? So he says, you do not know whether in future they will take up to sinful lives or not. If that happens, at that time that is reality. But currently they are practicing Krishna consciousness. Why that is not reality? Very beautiful, beautiful conversation. Father Tanner says, but couldn't it be the difference between appearance and reality? Abhi jo wo practice kar rahe hain Krishna consciousness, wo just appearance hai. But reality kya hai? Later when they give up that Krishna consciousness and get back into material life, that is reality. That's what Father Tanner is telling. Prabhupada says, this is reality. If at the present moment he is free from all sinful activities, that is reality. In future, everyone is susceptible to fall down. If he does not carry the principles strictly, the proneness to fall down is there. But that is not consideration. What he is at present, what he is at present, that is the consideration. Abhito he is following. So you give him that respect that he deserves right now. So like that. So then he started discussing about, cultivating the holy name. How chanting the holy name also has two stages of Anishtita Bhajan and Nishtita Bhajan. Unsteady cultivation of the holy name and steady cultivation of the holy name. We started discussing about this yesterday. So, in this, he mentioned about that how the activities and moods of devotees in Anishtita Bhajan are more or less free from the effects of past sinful activities, but such devotees' faith is weak, their knowledge meager, and their identification with the body is very strong. Anishtita Bhajana Kriya ka starpe, jab anarthanavrti puri taro se hua nahi unko, wo starpe, when people chant the holy name or cultivate the holy name, the process of chanting the holy name, it is called as unsteady practice, Anishtita Bhajan. They know that they are Krishna's servants, but their heart is still very much a servant of their minds and senses. So we all know that we are servants of Krishna, but still our heart is very much a servant of mind and senses. Thus they can hardly concentrate on the sound of Krishna's name. What to speak of, think of his pastimes while chanting. Because this form of worship is based on pure faith and affection, it may be called bhajan, but because it is weak and sporadic, it can hardly be called systematic. So, Anishtita Bhajana Kriya ka starpe, can you wake him up? Your place is here, come here. So, he says that Anishtita Bhajana Kriya ka starpe, when one is not able to constantly meditate on the Supreme Lord, so that is called as Anishtita Bhajan. You know, that does not mean that his practice is insincere. If someone is not able to constantly concentrate on Krishna, that is not necessary that he is insincere. It is not a symptom of, it need not be a symptom of insincerity. It may be also, but it need not be a symptom of insincerity. It just means that the anattas are still pounding him, acting as obstacles to his steady practice. That's all it means. So, presence of lust, is it a symptom of insincerity?
No.
It can be. It need not be also. So, due to our previous engagements, we have sinful vasanas in our heart. So, is it that by sincerity, immediately they will go away? It will take its own time. So, when these impurities of lust, anger, envy, greed, illusion and pride are there, even a sincere practitioner may be troubled by these obstacles which push him to unsteady practice of devotional service. He may not be systematically steadily be able to practice devotional service. Thus, they can hardly concentrate on the sound of Krishna's name. What to speak of thinking of his pastimes while chanting? वो तो बहुत दूर की बात है. They can't even hear their own chanting of the holy names. Many times, no sound comes only. People are... There is no sound only coming. So, with further purification of the heart, but you cannot say that this form of worship is not based on pure faith and affection. Pure faith hai, affection bhi hai, but the point is anarthas are also there along with that, because of which they are not able to steadily practice. So, it may be called bhajan. What they are doing is naam bhajan, but it cannot be called as nishtita naam bhajan. It is anishtita naam bhajan. It is not systematic. With further purification of the heart comes steady worship of the holy name, nishtita bhajan. So, all it takes is what? Practice the anishtita bhajan with more determination. So, when you practice, when the unsteady practice is performed with little more determination, slowly, 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 when the heart becomes purified, then all the obstacles which are acting as the cause for the unsteadiness, they will slowly be removed. And then one can achieve steadiness. At this stage, attraction for the mundane, the effect of past sins and offenses fades. Slowly, the... what do you call it? Attraction for the mundane is called as asat trishna. Asat trishna fades away. Hriday daurbalyam fades away. Which are all result of the presence of lust, anger, envy, greed, illusion, pride. Because of which the heart becomes very weak and it slowly starts succumbing to these pushings. But by determined practice of unsteady bhajan, slowly these go away. So the devotee's purified mind enables them to concentrate on the holy name and to think of Krishna's form, qualities and pastimes. He'll be able to naturally remember the form of the Lord at the stage of Nishta, qualities of the Lord at the stage of Ruchi, and pastimes of the Lord at the stage of Asakti. Okay. So then he mentioned that in ISKCON, this purposeful chanting generally refers to the time devotees spend exclusively trying to improve their chanting in what is commonly known as the japa period. So generally what we do is, we try our best to put solid effort during the 2 hours of japa period, where we try to concentrate on hearing, which is very important actually. At that time, devotees make extra effort to put aside all distractions and carefully concentrate on the sound of the holy name. This is a very good starting point. At least those 2 hours, let us concentrate on chanting the holy name, hearing the holy name. Yet, ideally, systematic worship is not limited to the time spent chanting japa. Systematic worship means, or nishtita bhajan that we are talking about is not restricted only to the period when we are chanting japa. But it is a good starting point. At least during those 2 hours, try to be attentive. But nishtita bhajan is beyond those 2 hours and including those 2 hours. Nishtita bhajan is indicated by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita chapter 8.7. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mamanusmara yudhyacha. And Krishna says, at all times, remember me and engage in my service. Krishna says. So he says,
while doing other activities,
while doing all activities, all devotional activities, remember me.
Only devotion.
All यू आर नॉट सपोज टू डू नॉन डिवोशनल एक्टिविटीज. वर्किंग दैट इज डिवोशनल एक्टिविटी. ही इज अर्निंग फॉर कृष्णा. सो वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड द स्कोप ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस. द स्कोप ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस इज वेरी ब्रॉड. आनुकूल्यस्य संकल्पो. एनीथिंग दैट इज अनुकूल फॉर प्रैक्टिसिंग दैट ऑल्सो फॉल्स विद इन द कैटेगरी ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस ओनली. So that is why we saw, you know, like what is that? 5 stages in Raganuga Sadhana.
Bhakti.
No, not the Shravana Dasha. The activities. Bhava Sambandhi, Bhava Maya, Bhava Sambandhi. Anyway, so like that. Yeah, of course, definitely, morning program is like the core activity. But then there are other activities which are also quite favorable to that. Like that. So, he says, this is the standard of devotional service taught by the Lord when he tells Arjuna, always think of me and at the same time carry out your prescribed duty of fighting. Ma manusmara yudhyacha. So now he makes a very important point here. Wo chhod do. No need. At that time, when we actually reach the steady practice, when we are when do we know we have reached the steady practice? If we are able to remember Krishna in all our activities, whatever we are doing. So he says, at that stage, the distinction between the execution of other devotional activities and worshipping the holy name evaporates. Which means at that time, it does not matter whether you are chanting or doing any other activity of Krishna consciousness. So till that stage, there is a difference actually. Till that stage, there is a difference. Between chanting and doing other activities or doing the core activities and other activities. But at the stage of Nishta, when we are able to remember Krishna in all our activities, at that stage, it doesn't matter whether you are chanting or fighting. Till then, there is a difference.
There is no need to do japa that time.
No.
Suppose in that case the person may not be chanting because he will be remembering all activities.
So I will give you two examples. One example we discussed yesterday, one example we did not discuss yesterday. One example is the example of when one devotee went and reported to Prabhupada against a temple president, his temple president, who was not chanting his rounds. So Prabhupada told that person, when Arjuna was on the battlefield, he did not have bead bag in his hand and he was not chanting his rounds. He was fighting. He was fighting for Krishna. That's what Prabhupada told. Of course, after he sent him, he called the temple president and chastised him also. But the point is, as long as he is engaged in Krishna's service, it doesn't matter. ये प्रिंसिपल सही है क्या? सही है. बट कौन सा स्तर पे सही है? निष्ठा का स्तर पे. When he has reached at least steady practice of devotional service, where in doing any of these activities he is able to remember Krishna, सर्वेषु कालेषु माम अनुस्मर, at that time his fighting and his chanting are not different. Because while fighting he is able to remember Krishna and while chanting he is able to remember Krishna.
निष्ठा के स्टेज पे वो
एटलीस्ट निष्ठा का स्टेज
निष्ठा और बियॉन्ड
निष्ठा निष्ठा और बियॉन्ड
उसके पहले के लिए.
बट व्हाट इज द थॉट प्रोसेस ऑफ दोज हु हैव रीच्ड देयर?
निष्ठा.
संख्या पूर्वक नाम गान नतिभि कालावसानी कृतौ. दे वांट टू काउंट एवरी सिंगल होली नेम दैट दे आर चैंटिंग. दे विल नॉट थिंक दैट I'm doing this activity or chanting, it does not really matter.
I'm building temple, I'm writing.
So whatever. So they will not think like that. But at that stage, there is actually no difference between their doing other activities and chanting. But they themselves are not thinking like that. They are keeping a careful count on how much they are chanting. Sankhya purvaka namagana natibi kalavasani kratav nidrahara viharaka adivijitav chatyanta dino chayo. So that is their thought process actually.
I heard this about Prabhupada's disciples who had completely dedicated their life for distributing books. Full life, selfless. They were not paid anything, it was total selfless books. But then because of some lack of not giving time for chanting, later in their life, when they were not doing book distribution, it was difficult to chant.
Correct.
So, this is Bhaktirasa Maharaj was saying this. Life is important to develop now at this stage, develop more interest, taste in chanting, because that is only thing that matters. Otherwise, you're busy, and you can justify saying that I don't have time for chanting, but later. Can go against.
Yeah.
Because even if you are doing book distribution service, still that service is actually the mode of passion. But overall it can be because of all. So, mode of passion and not trying to lift your consciousness. Eventually we have to lift our consciousness to the mode of goodness.
Correct.
So later, because you are so much used to that type of activity, which was not, it becomes difficult when you are not doing that activity. Now I have to chant. You have all the time to chant.
Yes, but we have lost the practice.
That is so important at this stage that I am so busy that chanting is major, which can happen.
Right.
Management. Yeah. During the chanting hours, you are doing management, answering the phone call. So it's chanting time.
What to do? I'm so busy. Yeah. So at that time, the distinction between the execution of other devotional activities and worship of the holy name evaporates. So if we are able to think of Krishna in whatever activity we are doing, which means at the stage of Nishtha, at that time it really does not matter whether he is chanting. The second example, which we did not discuss yesterday, was the example of Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu. Vrindavan devotee who used to cook till almost he became completely incapacitated, he was doing that service. All bhoga offerings he only used to cook. Morning for Radha Shyam Sundar. All bhoga offerings he only used to cook, clean everything. Of course, he must have had some assistants. But the point is, for decades he was doing it. And because right from a very early, from 3 o'clock or 2:30, he used to start his seva. Devotees practically did not see him chanting. But he used to wake up early and chant. But devotees did not see him chanting. And apart from that, throughout his service, he used to be constantly chanting. Constantly chanting. But not on his beats. But he was also chanting on his beats. People just did not see it. So they went and reported to Prabhupada. But Prabhupada knew who was Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu. He said he need not chant on beats.
He need not chant on beats. This is completely absorbed already.
I mean, that was just to quiet them. Because he saw that they had this reporting. And I remember when in the United States, once I had heard a class by His Holiness Rompad Swami Maharaj, where he was telling how the consciousness of the cook gets transformed to the person who honors the prasadam. So he was telling that His Holiness Rompad Swami Maharaj used to go to Vrindavan to teach VIHE courses during the Kartik month, and you know, 2-3 months before or after, like that. So for 2-3 months he used to stay in Vrindavan, and every day only once he used to eat, and that was cooked by Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu. O Rajbhog ka plate mein se ek katori sabji, ek katori dal, ek katori rice, bas utna hi milta tha unko.
Isko
Maharaj ko, because there are so many people. So Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu used to personally come and deliver it to him. And he said, you know, every morsel of it, when he used to eat, you know, he could really, you know, feel the
devotion
and purity of the person who has cooked that for Krishna. And he used to feel like, ordinary circumstances mein utna kaayega to mujhe turant bhook lagega. But somehow there was some kind of a spiritual satisfaction that, oh, khane ke baad mujhe pura din bhook hi nahi lagta. He used to feel so satisfied. So the point is, you know, about Vibhu Chaitanya. So at that time the distinction between the execution of other devotional activities and worship of the holy name evaporates. So basically that was Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu, who was constantly engaged. And for him, Prabhupada said, he does not have to chant. Actually, he was chanting all the time. Even while performing his other activities. In short, all activities of Nishtita Bhajana Kriya become Nishtita Bhajan. So in Nishtita Bhajana Kriya, chanting is just one of the activities. Deity worship is there. So many different other activities are there, services are there. All of that become Naam Bhajan.
Actually, Nishtita Bhajan Kriya is not Naam Bhajan, but other activities.
Nishtita Bhajan Kriya is performing all kinds of devotional activities at the level of Nishta. That is Nishtita Bhajan Kriya. Nishtita Bhajan is chanting the holy name at the stage of Nishta. But if one has reached the stage of Nishta, then his Nishtita Bhajana Kriya becomes Nishtita Bhajan only. Because at that time the difference between performing other services and activities and chanting the holy name, that difference evaporates. Now it becomes clear. By now it should be clear that non-devotees and mixed devotees are not fit to perform true bhajan. Srila Prabhupada confirms that only devotees at the stage of pure devotion can perform systematic worship. Pure devotion means bhava prema. Systematic worship means if we want to enjoy something material, oh, there is no question of Bhagavad Bhajan. Because even if you have little pinch of desire to enjoy material comforts, you will not be admitted. Therefore, Krishna says, Sarvadharman Parityajya. Fully. Anyabhilashita Shunyam, Prabhupada in a lecture at Vrindavan. That being the case, devotees who have not yet come to the stage of pure devotion should not be encouraged to engage in purposeful hearing of Krishna Katha. Which means mixed devotees should not be encouraged to hear purposeful hearing of Krishna. Incidentally, they may hear, but purposefully they cannot come to hear Krishna. Let's go down. At least. He can rest, but at least not snore. Ambi sunra. Worship performed with the body but devoid of pure faith is in fact merely ritualistic activity. He says worship performed with body But devoid of pure faith is in fact merely ritualistic activity. Ashraddaya hutam dattam tapastaptam kritam chayat asaditi uchyate partha nachatat pretyano iva. Krishna says in the 17th chapter, almost last verse.
Last verse
only. So he says that ashraddaya hutam dattam, any sacrifice performed without faith, any charity given without faith, any tapasya performed without faith is as good as not performing them. Why? Because it will not give any result in this life or in next life. Because it is faith that empowers that activity to become potent. So therefore, he is talking about those who do not possess pure faith. He says, worship performed with the body but devoid of pure faith is in fact merely ritualistic activity. But still it has the capacity to give Sukruti. But mixed devotees will not get any Sukruti. You know why? Non-devotees can get Sukruti. Mixed devotees, they won't get Sukruti. You know why?
That will already unka desire hai na.
Because they are trading off their devotional activity for some other benefit. Whereas a non-devotee, when he hears Krishna Katha, or when he sings some song, when he takes some prasadam, there is no business mentality there. He does not even know that it has any potency. Vishwaso nahi vajayate, there is no vishwas only. But here, a mixed devotee thinks, by hearing, by chanting na, some extra, I can ask for some more benefit like that. So what he will get in return, he will get his benefit. But he won't get Sukruti. Pure devotional, Sukruti nahi milega unko. And pure devotional service eventually qualifies them for systematic worship. Efforts at bhajan with mixed devotion do not lead to perfection, however, but to rebirth in the material world. Devotees should also note that even if their faith is pure, they do not have carte blanche to perform systematic worship. Means, I think carte blanche should mean free entry. Koi check kar sakta hai? C-A-R-T-E-B-L-A-N-C-H-E.
So, complete freedom or authority.
So, systematic worship means worship at the level of nishtha or purposeful hearing, or that they cannot do. Which is only at the stage of nishtha or raganuga sadhana or bhava or prema. That just because their faith is pure, that does not mean they can hear anything they want.
By chanting extra round, you are trading the benefits. If you are seeking benefit. Okay, but if you are getting benefit by chanting extra round, then you are attached to results. Like many business I have seen my colleagues, like they are chanting, and now they are chanting extra rounds
because they are getting more business profits.
Yes.
Okay. That is not wrong, but they are not making any progress towards prema by that. But it is a good way to get them attached to chanting. But eventually, when they come and take association of devotees who are practicing, and when they see that, oh, these devotees are also chanting, let me try to find out kiske liye chanting kar rahe hain. What benefit they want? Isko pucha to koi bhi kuch material benefit hi nahi bol raha hai. But still they are chanting more rounds than him, more sincerely than him. So this creates a, this makes him very curious. How is it that these people don't want any benefit that I am asking for? They want to just please Krishna. But still they are able to chant more and more sincerely also. So this inspires him. Slowly.
I'm talking about that initial devotees giving donations.
doing mangala, everything.
Okay.
And still they are seeing that because of chanting.
They may see that because of chanting they are getting benefit. That they can get. Because that is one of the benefits of chanting. One of the benefits of practicing bhakti is subhada.
But it's fear, no? They will attach to benefit.
That's a pitfall. That is called as bhakti onmukhi anartha. You can have anarthas born out of properly practicing bhakti also. Because by properly practicing bhakti, you will get profit, adoration, distinction, all of that. Because that is a part of Shubhada. Shubhani preenanam sarvadagatam anurakta sadgunadi pradattvam and sukha pradattvam. Four aspects of auspiciousness are one becomes very dear to everyone, and every living entity he becomes very compassionately disposed to every other living entity, and he develops all good qualities, and also he develops happiness. Happiness, why? He says happiness of three kinds: Vaishaikam, Brahmam, and Aishwaram. Vaishaikam means material benefits. Material benefits also come by practice of bhakti, in the initial stages at least. But the problem with that is one can get attached to it. But if no material benefits come, then the person will not get the prerana, because something tangible he has to see. But if he gets that material benefit and simultaneously has good association, then they can protect him from getting attached to those benefits. He will say, look, this is the proof that the holy name is working. You are getting benefits. But why don't you aspire for higher benefits? The real benefit is to develop a relationship with Krishna. So that's why association is very important. If they have the kind of association which can give him a hint of what it would be like to have a relationship with Krishna, then they will be willing to give up that benefit that is coming out of just chanting, the material benefit that is coming out of chanting. Oh, if the relationship that I am enjoying with these devotees is giving me any hint of the kind of relationship that I would enjoy with Krishna, then gladly I will take up to this process. But if we are giving a kind of improper example of relationship as devotees, then why would the new person be inspired to take up to the process if he thinks, "Arey, devotees ka association may be ohi jagda, ohi ye, ohi problem, everything. So why should I take it very seriously like that?" So therefore, it is our responsibility to give them an experience of what it could be like if they came and if they established a relationship with Krishna. We cannot give it. But at least we should try. At least we should try to give them a better experience than what they would at least get in the outside world. So then they will feel inspired to give up their attachment to the lower fruits.
It's a very important point for Jeevi.
Everywhere.
But especially. And recently something happened in the OPD. Mm-hmm. Somebody stayed for a long period and there was a gap, then the other group batch was starting. You heard this? I'm just thinking that how mature you have to be. Your experience is more important than some monetary gain.
Correct.
So the person had actually checked out.
Check-in mein thoda time gap tha. Time gap bhi nahi tha, actually the person did not get a band. Ek band se dusra band shift hone mein thoda time ho gaya. the in charge refused to give plate.
Prasad ka.
He was doing his role that apparently the prasad.
And straight. That straight. Guest had
one month rake itna paisa diya.
So and that
person rule ke hisab se wo sahi tha.
Yeah, so it became very bitter and that was a bad experience. No? After so many days of good experience,
sweet rice mein us side thoda dal
diya. Bad experience, so bahar ja ke kya bole do? You will only talk about bad experience. So this Balaj made some statement that just for few paisas, you are going to lose a greater wealth. Anyways, so maturity lagta hai. Of course, the people should also be empowered. Those who are, they should be given some empowerment. Tum serve kar rahe, you may do a mistake sometimes. We should empower to take a decision. What ka dar ki hai? Main nahi karega to mere ko par ko main manager jhadega mere ko. That is
right.
Allow kiya to nahi. Then you go strictly by that. And if nahi.
Aur kya to nahi misuse.
And if nahi. Yeah. He just impulsively reacts.
Mm-hmm.
Nahi. Yeah. He doesn't think he kaun hai yaar. Nahi kya hai. Thoda usko kya hai. If he's empowered, what is he doing? I will see. Aisa koi mistake kiya hai, you should be encouraged.
That is
mistake kiya usko jaane ka
hai. Misuse bhi ho jayega fir kyun
bhi. Nahi. And if that person is fired for doing that mistake, how did you allow that person? So then it become more rigid. So either aisa chalta hai kya? Theek hai. Log yahi chahe to main isko bol. And nahi jo. So this has put off many people na, because wo aisa serve karte samay hai wo band dete hai na. Some people don't like that.
No one likes it. No one likes it.
No. So now see that means
training
serving is not a. It's not ordinary activity. Serving. Just serving is also not a ordinary. We had some bad experiences. We think service.
Sannyasi used to serve and
service is not a service can make or break. I know a person, because of poor service, he came once and he said, I'll never come to your temple. Of course, it's easy for me to speak. Who knows, you know, how you behave, how you talk, how it hurts people. So we brought up that point about experience. So I sort of interrupted you about.
Yeah, वो जगह पे प्रश्न भी थोड़ा
है। उन्ना यात्रा वहाँ पे थे कि कैसे वहाँ पे थे? उन्ना प्रसाद का उन्ना का काम है ना बदाम फल। सब प्रसाद जो तो पे हमारे प्रसाद पर अलग से इतना नहीं था हमने। हमने बैठ रखा था हमारे बुक के कार्ड पे। बहुत सब लोग आते थे। कुछ तो उनका तो मुझे कुछ तो हम बोलते रुक जाओ इन लोग का वो पे क्या हुआ है इन लोग बंद क्या बोलते नहीं बोलते थे घंटा वेट करो
हॉबी यू टेल
ऐसे वो बोलते बोलते तो आप फिर बोलते तो नहीं हम जब दूर से आए हैं खाना पीना नहीं आपको दिया आप नहीं
मिलेगा
तो नहीं बचा आपके ही पूरा
उनके बाद
सर वेट को थोड़ा
So he says, those who have not reached the stage of steadiness, who are not freed from sensual distraction, should consider the following emphatic statement made by Lord Chaitanya to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So, which means those who are still troubled by sensual attraction, those who have not yet overcome anarthana vritti, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nishkinchanasya Bhagavat Bhajanon Mukasya Paramparam Jagamishor Bhavasagarasya Sandarshanam Vishayinam Atayoshitamcha Ha Hanta Hanta Vishabhashanatoshya Sadhu. Alas, for a person seriously desiring to cross the material ocean and engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord without material motives, seeing a materialist engaged in sense gratification and seeing a woman who is similarly interested is more abominable than drinking poison willingly.
very powerful thing. Means just seeing that is more dangerous than you
enjoying. Seeing?
Seeing.
Yeah.
Seeing
is
like
an ichha paida hoya. Seeing is like that. It is that person who is committing that sin, the worse than that sin is you seeing it.
You are seeing, yeah. That person. Yeah, correct, correct, correct.
This was I had an experience. I about some person I spoke like this. Maharaj, when I see only the negative things.
Mm.
I see it is clear. It is negative. I mean, what do you expect? You see
the negative.
That negative is worse than that person having the negative. How do you understand that? That means, I mean, you should be very cautious. You seeing it, you see. Clearly, you see.
Because if
clear perception, you see.
Because by seeing that negative, you are not helping that person, we are not helping ourselves. But if we see potential, you may have that negative, but there is a potential for that person to overcome it. Then it helps both of us. That is what Rupa Goswami also says. Drishtai svabhava janitair vapushascha doshe na prakritattva miha bhaktatenascha pashye gangambaso nakalu budbuddha fena pankai drahma dravattam upigacchati na niratat. He says that one should not judge a devotee by seeing his svabhava janitair doshe. A fault that has arisen out of his swabhava. So one should not judge a person. Gangam baso nakalu budbuddha fena pankhe brahma dravattvam apagacchati. So even though during the rainy season the waters of Ganga may be muddy and filled with foams and bubbles, but the purifying capacity of Ganga is not gone. Therefore, even though a devotee may be troubled with certain conditionings, his potential to become a perfect devotee is still there. That conditioning will not hinder his ability to achieve perfection. So, actually, in such case, being non-judgmental and putting trust can empower that person to overcome that weakness. More than our judging that person. So it will make him feel all the more powerless to overcome that conditioning actually. So in that case, we are worsening the situation. So he is guilty of not trying to make a determined effort to overcome that conditioning. And our response will make him even more powerless to overcome.
Our response to?
By seeing that fault and
pointing out that fault.
Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, when it is needed, we have to point out.
Yeah,
but in pointing out, is there an exhibition of our affection or is there an exhibition of our superiority and judgmental nature that we have to see?
So if that person definitely needs help, so if you are not able to help, you should tell others to help.
Yeah.
So now one sense, that thing should not be discussed with many people.
Yeah.
Then if you tell many people, provided they can help, it is good. If they can't help, then again somebody can go and tell him and he may again lose trust and he become worse.
Yeah.
Difficult.
So, can in such situation many people knowing can help, or just one person knowing and he trying to help will be more effective?
Only the relevant person who can help that person, he should know. So, ideally that would be the best thing. Otherwise, others, if they are not so sensitive, then they may spit on that person, and that person may eventually leave only.
Risky, you know.
So that's what Prabhupada chastised that person more than the sannyasi who left. He chastised those people who criticized that sannyasi and spat on that sannyasi. He said, at least he could have come back, but by your actions he will never ever come back. Prabhupada was so disgusted with the way in which the people treated that person, that devotee. So, I mean, mistakes anyone can do, but if that performer of mistakes experiences affection, then he will get the inspiration to change. Otherwise, he will just run away from guilt. Ultimately, then none of us have any hope actually. If we are always caught at our wrong foot, then we all will, you know, actually at some point or other run away from guilt only. Rather, if there is encouragement given, because in this age of Kali, practically the whole atmosphere is so much surcharged with all kinds of inspiration to act improperly only. So if someone, anytime anyone may slip, so if we can act as helping hands to pick that person up, chalo chalo chalo, that is the best thing we can do actually. Otherwise, in this age of Kali, it's impossible to progress further. The road is completely slippery. एकदम मार्बल फ्लोर में सोप वाटर ही है, कोई भी कभी भी स्लिप हो सकते हैं. अभी उठा के आगे बढ़ना है बस, अभी उतना ही, यू नो, वी कैन दैट इज दी दैट इफ दैट मूड इज देयर एक्चुअली वी विल सी पीपल इंप्रूविंग.
आई एम श्योर वी कैन एक्सपीरियंस इफ समवन वांट्स टू हेल्प मी दैट वे. व्हाट अ वंडरफुल एक्सपीरियंस इट विल
बी. एंड एटलीस्ट टू नॉट वांटिंग टू डिसप्लीज दैट पर्सन, यू वांट टू मेंटेन योर स्टेटस. And when that kind of help comes, then you really don't want to displease, at least not wanting to displease that person, you want to.
Viraj Maharaj narrates, na? Okay, court mein that Nair used to send some ladies or something. So she used to sit beside Maharaj and aisa kuch ye kar di. Think that, oh, what will Prabhupada think?
Court mein okay, why? She's
Nair used to send some ladies.
Nair used to send some.
Just think that, what will
Prabhupada, think?
So, small good strength. So,
Prabhupada is 7 years old. Teacher Maharaj is 7 years old. 7 years old.